Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're ever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side. We finally got.
Do you think we have enough balloons?
With all this pink and white, I feel like I'm in a box of good and plenty.
Hey, how about another balloon right there?
Forget it. I don't have another breath in me.
Hey, Wheeze.
You're in luck. Here comes the bag of wind now.
Hey, the place looks great.
I helped too, you know.
It still looks great. Boy, this is gonna be the best baby shower ever.
I just wish we could have had this shower for Jenny before the baby was born.
Yeah, wasn't that something? The baby coming 2 weeks early?
It didn't surprise me. The baby's a Jefferson, ain't it? And when you're a Jefferson, you get a head start on everything.
I better finish the cake. You want me to write anything on it?
No, just something simple like, we are proud and honored to welcome a new member of our family, the first of a new generation of Jeffersons.
George! George! She's decorating a cake. Not writing Roots 3. Florence, just think of something short and sweet.
Now all I need is something sweet.
Jessica Jefferson. Isn't that a pretty name?
Yeah, it ain't bad, but I wish they'd picked a name with a nicer ring to it.
Like what?
Like Georgette. Hey, Ben, are you here already?
Actually, Mr. J, I'm not.
Oh, well.
No. What I mean is I'm not here just yet for the shower. I need to talk to Mrs. J first.
Oh, sure, Mr. Bentley. What is it?
Well, I hope you can help. You see, I'm not sure just how to dress.
Bentley, you just put your pants on before you put your shoes on.
Oh, no, Mr. J. What I'm trying to say is, well, as a man, I've never been to a shower before.
Oh, have you ever been as a woman?
No, but I once wanted to go to a masquerade party dressed as Queen Victoria, but I couldn't find a costume.
Mr. Bentley, what you're wearing now is fine.
Oh, no, Queen Victoria wore a full-length dress.
I was talking about the baby shower.
Oh, the baby shower, yes. Well, then I'll be back a little later.
Hey, Betty, don't be late. I want everybody to be here when I give Jessica her present.
Oh, what did you get her?
It's a secret, but it's something that every little girl would want.
You got her a pony?
No, it ain't a pony. It's something that's gonna make my granddaughter remember me.
You got her a donkey!
Oh, hi there, George.
Oh, hi, Helen, Tom!
Oh, Louise, pink and white. Oh, those colors look so good together.
What do you know about colors looking good together?
George, would you give me a hand with this?
Sure, Willis. Boy, this is a big box. What you got in here, your lunch?
Well, it's Jessica's present.
Oh, I sure hope that Jessica likes my present. It's bound in authentic leather, and it's got her initials embossed in gold.
Oh, that sounds beautiful, Mr. Bentley. What is it?
A dictionary.
A dictionary? Bentley, Jessica don't even know any words yet.
Aha, you see, it's exactly what she needs.
See you later, Mr. Bentley.
Bye.
What's in the box, Willis?
It's a baby swing. Oh, I bet Jessica will just love it.
Too bad she ain't gonna love it as much as my present.
What's your present, George?
I'll tell you what it is. It's expensive. Don't nobody ask me no more about it.
Okay.
Fine.
Don't you want to know how expensive it is?
George, I don't want to hear any more about your present. Now, if you want to talk about something, talk about your granddaughter.
Okay, I will. Man, is my granddaughter going to be happy when she sees my present?
Hi, everybody.
Ah, it's Jessica.
Jessica.
Oh, baby. Oh.
She's in mommy for your present.
Let me see her car. Oh, Jessica! Oh, she's adorable. Yes. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, we're here to see the baby.
We're sorry. Come on in.
Hi, friends. Hey, how are you?
Be careful, Louise. Don't let Jessica see her gift.
Oh. Daddy, it's all right. All she can see is large, blurry shapes.
You mean to her everything looks like Willis?
Oh, Jessica. Oh, come on, Jessica. Smile for Grandpa.
I'll show you how to make a smile, Willis. He's a little girly girl. Yes, she's so cute. Look at her. Come on, Jessica. Say, hey, my little girl, you're a moogly baby. See, Willis, I know how to talk to her.
Well, you should. You have the mind of a child.
Here, I'll take her. It's her nap time.
Oh, no. That's all right. I'll put her down.
No, Helen, you sit. I'll take her.
Oh, look, please, Louise. I don't mind.
No, I insist.
Hey, that's my granddaughter, not a wishbone.
He's right. You can put her on our bed, Helen.
Okay.
I'll show you where it is.
Oh, Louise, I know where your bed is.
Oh, but we rearranged the furniture.
Louise.
Sorry.
Come on, pussy, mommy.
Well, Jenny, how do you and Lionel like being parents?
Oh, it's great. Except for those 2 a.m. feedings.
Jessica's really got you two running, huh?
Yeah, I traded in my house slippers for a pair of track shoes.
I better put Jessica's formula away.
Oh, I better help you. The refrigerator is packed. Mm. We might have to clear out some of that food.
Oh, stand by. Well, this might be your lucky day.
How's everything going, Florence?
Oh, fine. I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah? What are you making?
Time and a half. This is my deal. Oh, Mrs. Jefferson, I really appreciate all the work that you've done to make this baby shower possible.
Well, we couldn't have done it without your help.
Oh, what did I do?
You provided the baby.
I can't tell you how I've been looking forward to today.
Yeah. I bet it'll be nice seeing people you haven't seen in a while. Paula, Judy, Sarah.
Lionel? Oh, yeah. He promised that we would spend the entire day together.
Well, I don't understand.
Oh, well, Lionel, he's been working so much lately. It seems that the only time Lionel talks to me is in the middle of the night.
Well, what does Lionel have to say in the middle of the night?
Wake up, Jenny, the baby's crying.
Does Jessica cry a lot at night?
Oh, I'll say. It's hard to believe that someone that little could make so much noise.
Oh. Weezy!
I know what you mean.
Hey, where are you going, Pop?
Out. I want to make sure this is the best baby shower ever.
Oh, you ain't coming back?
Bye, Weeze.
George, where are you going?
To get it.
It? What it?
You know, it.
Oh, it.
You got it. I don't want everybody to be here to see it when I get back with it.
Did you understand that?
Yeah.
You two have been married too long.
She's sleeping just like a little angel.
Oh.
Well, come on, Tom. We still have some things to bring down.
Right, Helen. See you all later.
Okay, Grandma, Grandpa.
Oh, you know, I just can't get used to that. Helen, if you saw me walking down the street and you didn't know me, would you think I look old enough to be somebody's grandfather?
Of course not. Great-grandfather, maybe.
Oh, do you know something?
What's that?
Oh, I love you.
Hey, if this is what happens at baby showers, I'm all for it.
Oh, no, no, not today.
What's that? It's my beeper.
Oh, I thought the road runner was loose.
Can't you just let it beep?
Oh, come on, Jeanette, I gotta call in. It might be those figures I've been waiting for.
Oh, but Lionel,
yeah, this is Jefferson 298. What's up?
Hey, those beepers are great gadgets. Maybe I ought to get one.
For what?
Well, that way, whenever you needed me to work, you could... On second thought, those beepers are really dumb.
Okay, great. Bye. This is it. The figures on the Harris Project just came through.
Oh, where are you going?
Down to the office.
Lionel, you promised we'd spend the day together.
Oh, I know, but Jenny, see, this way I'll get to finish those plans way ahead of schedule.
Oh, but what about the shower?
Oh, come on, you don't need me to have a good time, right, babe?
Well, I was hoping that... But I...
Great. Have fun. I'll see you at home.
Oh, Jenny, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, I'm used to it. Nothing phases me anymore.
Well, here's the cake. Read what I wrote on it.
Congratulations to the happy couple.
It's chocolate, Lionel's favorite. Does she want vanilla?
Okay, Jenny, now calm down. Lionel's only doing what he thinks is right.
Oh, but what he's doing is wrong.
Now, Jenny, when you have lived as long as I have, you'll learn there's no such thing as right or wrong. Florence, am I right or wrong?
I wouldn't know, Miss Jefferson. I haven't lived as long as you.
Keep that up. You may not. Jenny, have you discussed your feelings with Lionel?
Oh, how can I? He's never around.
Well, maybe you ought to have him beeped.
Maybe Lionel doesn't know there's a problem. I'm sure once he does, you won't be able to get rid of him.
Well, that's a problem I'd like to have.
You and your husband are just going to have a little talk. It's that simple.
Well, do you think so?
I know so. So cheer up. Everything is going to be fine.
Well, all right.
There, that's better. Now we'll all have a good time and we won't even think about Lionel.
All right.
Oh, hello, Florence. I'm Mrs. J and Jenny. Where's Lionel? Jenny, oh, I'm so sorry. I swear I'll never do it again. What did I do?
Oh, no. I'm all right, Mr. Bentley.
Baby face. You got the cutest little baby face. Okay.
George?
Everybody gather around. Come on, Wheezy. Florence, Lionel, Jenny.
Where the hell's Lionel? I think something's wrong with Jenny.
You got to get up early to fool you, Mr. Jefferson.
That's why you can never fool me. What's going on, Wheezy?
George, it's about our son.
Lionel?
You figured that one out, too.
Florence, maybe you should go in and try to cheer Jenny up.
Okay. I know just how to make her laugh.
How?
I'll show her my paycheck.
Wheezy, what's going on?
Jenny's upset because Lionel isn't going to be here for the shower.
Oh, so that's it. You know, I was wondering why...
Ben, what the hell are you doing here?
Me? Don't. Oh, well, I came by a bit early for the shower, but I can see you're about to have a serious personal family discussion. If you want me to go, I want you to know I understand.
If you don't mind, I'll be going now.
What the hell's going on here?
Jenny's upset because Lionel's been working all the time.
What does she expect him to do, steal for a living?
George, she was looking forward to spending the day with Lionel, but he got a call from the office and went to work.
Good thinking. That means he's going to be making some money.
Is that all you can think about, money?
Weezy, I'm a businessman. What am I supposed to think about, cheese?
But Lionel's really disappointing his wife.
Well, that's better than disappointing his boss.
But he won't see his friends.
So he can see his friends some other time.
He won't be here when you open your present.
Yeah, well. Hey, you know something, we gotta do something about that boy. I think he's been working too hard lately. Oh, what am I talking about? Lionel knows what he's doing. He's a grown man.
What does that prove? So are you.
Look, Weezy, he's just trying to get ahead. Is there anything wrong with that?
George, did it ever occur to you there are more important things in life than just getting ahead?
Not really.
Well, there are.
Like what?
Like spending time with your family.
Well, yeah, Weezy.
Like being there when your wife needs you.
Well, the man is...
Like being there to watch your own child grow up.
Listen,
now, how does that sound, George?
Loud. But you made your point.
Oh, yeah? Then let me tell you something else. You mean you understand?
Please, look. A wife has to be shown a little consideration sometimes. I mean, after all, women are people, too.
George, know what I think? I think somebody should sit down with Lionel and have a talk.
You're right, Weez. Man to man. You want to do it or should I? Okay, I'll go down to his office and ask him right now.
Oh, George, you're really wonderful.
Thank you, Weez. And you know what you are?
What?
Absolutely right. I am wonderful. Look, while I'm gone, I want you to stay out of that box. And make sure you keep the Super Snoop Florence away from it.
But how am I going to keep her away from it?
Easy. Just tell her it's a vacuum cleaner. Lionel?
Bob, what are you doing here?
Well, I was just walking past the building, so I saw your door open.
I work on the 7th floor.
I know, I got good eyes. Hey, that's a great drawing. What is it?
Oh, it's plans for our brand new digital feedback condenser.
Hey, good, because they got too many of them old ones around anyway.
Bob, what are you really doing here?
Well, I told you I was in the building, so I figured I'd come by and see you.
Yeah, what are you doing in the building?
Coming by to see you.
Okay. What's up, Pop?
Well, Lionel, you don't belong here. That's what's up.
Sure I do. See, it says so right there on my desk.
I don't care what it says on your desk. You belong home with your wife and kid.
Pop, I got work to do, okay?
Look, Lionel, there's more important things than work, you know.
You look like my dad. Dressed like my dad, but you sure don't sound like my dad.
Well, maybe it's better that way, because sometimes I don't like the way I sound.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is I want you to start thinking about your family.
I am thinking about them. That's what I'm doing here. Making sure that they have everything they need.
Yeah, but see, what they really need most is you.
Okay. Maybe after this project
after
is
after this
over,
project, there'll be another project, then there'll be another project, and then there'll be
look,
another
look, I'm just trying to be a good husband and father, like you've always been.
You gotta do better than that.
What?
Look, Lionel, when you were a kid, I used to work all the time just to make ends meet. I busted my tail so that when you grew up, you wouldn't have to bust yours.
Pop, I'm not...
Quit interrupting. Look, remember when you were little and I was always making you promises that we'd do things together, like play football, go to the movies, or play catch?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but see, I was always so busy working, we never had a chance to do most of that stuff.
Well, it didn't bother me.
Oh, it bothered me. Huh. It was like one morning I got up and went to work, you're in diapers. When I come home, you're in college. I mean, I worked right through all those good things right in between.
Huh. I understood.
You did, huh? Is that why you ran away that time when you were 7?
Huh.
Don't try to deny it. I remember the note. Dad doesn't want me around anymore, so I'm leaving. You can't find me. I'm at Eddie's. See what I mean? Lionel, all I'm trying to say is I just don't want Jessica to ever feel that way about you. I mean, look, your daughter's only going to grow up once. And you'd be a fool if you weren't around to see it.
Yeah, you're right, Pop. And you didn't raise no fool, huh? Come on, let's go.
Hey, all right. Hey, don't forget your beeper.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I don't need this.
Hey! There you go.
Well, everybody should be here soon.
Yes, everybody but Lionel.
Look, Jenny, I know you wish that Lionel were here, but you can still have a good time without him.
And who knows? Maybe George will be able to talk some sense into him.
Don't count on it, Miss Jefferson. When it comes to sense, Mr. Jefferson's tank's on empty.
Yeah, hey, everybody.
Oh, George, you're home.
That's right, and I ain't alone.
Lionel. Well, you're here, but I thought you had work to do.
Hey, don't you know there are more important things than work?
Oh, Lionel. Mm-hmm.
George, you did it.
Of course I did, Weez.
Would you mind if I give you a big kiss?
I'd love it. As soon as I show all y'all the best present in the world. Come on over here, Lionel, where the good stuff is.
This is the good stuff.
Well, then put it on hold and get over here. Okay, everybody, gather around.
Okay, George, the floor is yours.
Willis, the whole apartment is mine. Now stand back. I'm going to show you the greatest present I have ever given to anybody in the world.
Stand back, everybody. I think he's going to disappear.
It is the gift of all gifts. A present of a lifetime. Inside this box is something that Jessica will treasure all the way up to her old age.
Which she may reach before we ever get to see it.
George, can I say something?
Sure, Weez.
Open the box.
You got it. Okay, now feast your eyes on this. See? It's a Jefferson Cleaner's dollhouse. Ain't it something?
It sure is.
I'll say.
It's even got miniature pressing machines, miniature hangers, miniature people.
Hey, it's even got a miniature cash register.
And working right behind it is a little me.
The only thing that's life-size.
Well, I'd say this calls for a drink.
Oh, yes.
Oh. And Pop? Thanks.
Oh, look, nothing's too great for my granddaughter.
No, I mean, for getting me back here, I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, just remember, never put work above spending time with your family.
Right. Oh, about all those things we never got to do together when I was a kid?
Right.
Well, we're not too old to still do them, are we?
Of course we ain't. Hey, how about going to the Knicks game with me Saturday night?
Great. Okay. I can't. I got to go to dinner at my boss's house.
Oh, well.
How about that hockey game next Thursday?
Thursday, yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I got a business meeting. What about the following weekend?
No, I'll be out of town at a convention.
Oh, yeah? I'm tired of that weekend, too. Weez, we got any plans for the summer?